Abby, you are so keen for Mamma Mia coming up.
Oath I am, and it is such a fun one. Rehearsals have been absolutely fun. It's got such fun music, it's such a fun storyline, and the people are so much fun.
Speaking of people, we are joined by
the lead role,
Sophie. It is Morgan this morning. Good morning, Morgan.
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good morning. Now, look, let's talk about the Albatross Musical Theatre Company. These guys have been a part of the community for so long, and just like yourself, I believe you have done many productions with AMTC. How many have you actually done?
I've been doing them since I was 12.
Wow.
And I'm about to turn 21, so quite a few years, but I know that there's definitely more than 10 at least.
Too many to count.
And
too many to count.
Are you a massive fan of Mamma Mia?
I'm a huge fan. So when the film came out, I actually have always wanted to play Sophie. So I think it's like she's been a bit of a dream role since then. There's a few times where I've auditioned for it before. But I'm glad to be doing it with my family. AMTC is just like my family. So I'm glad to be doing it with them.
And if someone isn't familiar with Mamma Mia, what's the story all about?
So it's basically set in the Greek islands in the 1970s. But it's a jukebox musical on ABBA songs. It's basically about Sophie, and she's at the weekend of her wedding, but she's in, like, secretly behind her mum's back invited her possible three dads to try and find who her dad is, in sense of trying to find her identity as well as fill that hole that's inside of her. So she invites them, and all this kerfuffle happens with her mum and the boys. Just in hopes of trying to find her dad, really.
I really like the storyline of this one. It's a really fun musical. You know, sometimes musicals take a bit of the serious route, but there is so many laughs in this one.
It really is. Like, I really just love watching Rachel and Naomi, who play Rosie and Tanya. Like, they just make me almost wet myself every time they do a scene. It's so good.
And I got to ask, how have the rehearsals been going so far?
Yeah, really well. There's so much dancing, but we're having so much fun. There's just so many, like, fun scenes, like because we're doing British accents, it's really funny listening to everyone try and do the accent and really get into it. I think Claire, who's playing Lisa, one of my BFFs in the show, she's trying out a Scottish accent just to change it up. So it's just so much fun trying to do all that.
I was actually only saying to Izzy last night, she goes, what accent are we trying here? Some people are doing Aussie, some people are British, I just can't quite pick it up. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, God. So we're working on it. It's getting there.
Morgan, I've got to ask, your character, Sophie, do they have an English accent?
Yeah. So I'm just doing a subtle one. I'm not going over the top with it. I mean, trying really hard not to be posh with it. But, yeah, just a little subtle one with that.
Can you do a little bit for us?
Oh, God. No, you're putting me on the spot.
Sure am.
God, I can't even think of what one of my lines are now. What is it? Even if you fail, Sam Carmichael, Bill Austin, Nary Bright.
I love it. Oh, so sweet. And look, there's such incredible music to go along with the musical. The ABBA hits. Do you have a favourite number?
Oh, God, there's so many. That's the thing, though. Like, some of my favourite songs aren't in the show, which I'm just was so sad about because, like, it's in the second film but not in the actual musical.
Okay.
But I think my favourite song in the whole show is Under Attack. I love how different it is.
Yeah.
And I love the nightmare scene. Like, it's just so much fun.
And that's the other thing as well. You're not just remembering lines, speaking lines, like just conversations. You're also remembering lyrics for music as well.
Yep. Dance moves, all of it.
And dances. So
yeah, it's full on. And look, this is a huge production. There's heaps of locals taken to the stage for this one, isn't there?
Yeah, so many locals, which is so great.
Awesome. And look, tickets went on sale yesterday, and I had a look, and they're actually selling fast. I'm not going to lie.
I last night, as soon as I got home, I was like, oh, I'm just actually curious to see how many have sold. And I was like, oh, God, wow.
Yeah, so when are the performances and how can people buy tickets?
So opening night is Friday the 28th of October, and then we've got shows on Saturday the 28th and also Sunday the 30th. And then it also happens the weekend after in November, Friday the 4th, Saturday the 5th, and Sunday the 2nd. Sunday the 6th.
Excellent. And tickets are on sale now at the Shoalhaven Entertainment Centre. And look, we did ask you to give us your accent. We're not going to ask you to sing because we want to invite you into the studio to do that. So maybe next month, leading into the show, we're going to get you in here to sing a couple of the ABBA hits for us.
Going to bring in my karaoke machine.
Oh, no.
You need some karaoke light too then.
Don't worry, we're sorting it out, Morgan, for sure. Look, Morgan, thank you so much. We are so keen to see you play the character Sophie in the upcoming AMTC Mamma Mia show. Cannot wait, and good luck with the rest of rehearsals.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.